This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the Morning Run. Han and Uma with you. Now we're going to take a look, we're going to get a little tease of April's exports, imports data that's going to come out at noon today.
That's right.
And we have on the line Dr. Muhammad Afanizam Abdul Rashid, who's the chief economist at Bank Islam Malaysia.
Good morning, Nizam. All right, so we've got those external trade data coming out at noon today. I'm looking at the Bloomberg Surveys median estimate. Exports expected to grow 20.6% on year. Imports 31.3% on year. This is for the month of April. Are those figures in line with your expectations for April's external trade?
Yes, morning, Han. Yeah, our estimate is we are looking at 25.5%. I think because of ringgit is still weak in relative to last year's level. I think that should give a support to trade competitiveness to some extent. And we have seen also numbers from MPOB with respect to crude palm oil exports for April, which grew by 9.4% in April. So that should give some a boost to the overall exports for April.
Now, that's for exports, so what about imports? Any ideas what your expectations are on that front?
We are looking at, I think, slightly more than 30% of in terms of year-on-year growth, simply because of intermediate goods of imports. And also, I think it's also related to domestic demand, especially on consumption and also capital goods imports. Those three also plays an important role in terms of contributing the overall import growth for April.
All right, so let's look at the global, the externalities here real quick, because we have seen quite a fair bit of uncertainty out there, right? From China's clampdown on credit risk, to say protectionist measures by the Trump administration. What's your outlook on global demand?
Okay, when we talk about uncertainties, I think the list is a very long one, and of course there's a lot of issues with respect to geopolitical risk and whatnot. But I think if you take a few steps back and look at the, especially on the global monetary front, I think generally central banks, especially in the US, although they are talking about to raise the rates this year, I think generally still supportive to economic growth. I mean, if you look at the recent number on the NFP, I think there are, although the number is still below than what the market expect, but I think their plan to raise 2 times more rate hikes this year is still ongoing. So I think even if if they raise the rates for the 2 times hikes this year, I think Fed fund rate is just 1.5%. That I think is still generally is still accommodative. So because of the policy accommodations that from the US, that should give a boost to the overall global demand, so to speak.
So still accommodative, huh? If Fed rates raises rates twice more this year, we've got that meeting or that decision coming up next week. But still looking at some other domestic factors, we've got that Nikkei Manufacturing PMI, that's Purchasing Managers Index, that fell below 50 again last month, meaning that conditions in the domestic manufacturing sector, that is deteriorating. How much will that feed into, your outlook on, the external trade picture for May?
Sure. The Nikkei PMI has gone down below 50 after a brief of above 50 points in April. But I didn't put too much emphasis on that because I used to look at ISM for the US for manufacturing, because I see the correlation between ISM manufacturing in US versus our exports. They have a quite nice correlations. Even in fact, the ISM index tend to lead our export for about 2 months ahead. And then the correlation is around 64%. That's quite a decent correlation. So, and the recent number on US ISM, it has gone up slightly higher, 54.9 in May. That should give us a sense that our export numbers should be fairly decent, at least in the next 1 month or 2 months or so. So that should give us a comfort, although the Nikkei PMI for Malaysia itself falling below 50 points.
Now, you alluded to this earlier. Let's talk about the state of domestic demand, you know, as evidenced by, again, that double-digit growth that we have seen in imports pretty much for every single month, or at least the first 4 months of our reported external trade data so far. You know, so given that it's expected to be a main driver of growth for Malaysia's economy this year, you know, what's your assessment on that front?
Well, if you look at the Q1 number, obviously, sources are coming from exports and also private investment. And, of course, there was some uptick in private consumption of 6.6% in the first quarter. Well, a lot of people are asking me about this because consumers, as we know, we continue to face a high cost of living, right? So I think the way I see it, there's a two engine here that's been working on in terms of providing support in terms of consumer spending. One, we have the middle or perhaps the high-income segment that actually support the overall spending growth. Because if you look at the TIV numbers, if you break it down in terms of brands, you can see the TIV for Merck, for BM are doing very well. And perhaps apart from the middle and high-income spending growth, is also it's a function also coming from tourist arrivals, tourist spending. Of course, we don't have the immediate numbers in terms of tourist arrivals for this year. But if you look at AirAsia in terms of their load factor, it has gone up to 89% in Q1. That, I think, can be a proxy that our tourist spending is also play a crucial role in terms of providing supports. So combined with positive outlook on the global demand, And there's ongoing infrastructure projects, and that should translate into more private investment and also tourist spending and spending among the middle and high income. That should actually support the overall growth for this year.
Now, that's interesting. So you mentioned Mercedes and BMW sales, you know, auto sales, our TIV, our AirAsia load factor, you know, tourist arrivals. You know, yeah, those could very much play into this idea of domestic demand supporting GDP numbers for 2017. Also, I got the note on that front when it comes to you know, domestic demand. There's a report by MIDF. Sorry to mention this on your watch here, Doctor, but the Malaysian median wage growth expected to reach 6.5% on year. You know, so hopefully that'll translate into more domestic spending as well. So, Doctor, given that all that we have discussed here, you know, from the significant rebound in external trade to even the kind of you know, upward pressure, so to speak, in domestic spending, you know, what's your outlook on headline GDP for the rest of 2017?
We actually have revised up our GDP core for this year from 4.4% to 4.9%, mainly on those factors that I've mentioned before. But I think although we are seeing quite a sharp turnaround in terms of our forecast, we still stick to our core in terms of overnight policy rate at 3%. Why? Because of although some of the economies are doing well, but we have to understand that the capacity utilization rate, I think, pretty much on the low side. I mean, in overall a picture, because if you look at it in oil and gas sector, we can tell that there's a lot of asset underutilization. So I think that should cap in terms of salaries and wages growth to this particular sector. But overall, yes, we can see some decent number in terms of salaries and wages growth as reflected in the number that we mentioned just now.
And we know that your forecast of 4.9%, that's actually above the Bank Negara's range of about 4.3 to 4.8%. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was Dr. Muhammad Afzal Nizam Abdul Rashid, Chief Economist with Bank Islam Malaysia.
All right, Han. Well, that was some positivity.
Yeah, positivity. You know, so very often when we talk about, I mean, I don't know about you, when I try to go about town or when I meet up with, you know, friends and family, and they always ask me this question because I'm at BFM and also from my previous gig, like, hey, Han, how's the economy doing?
How's the economy doing, right?
Yeah. So that's why we have these kind of talks, you know, so that we can actually, you know, try to get more granular. But, you know, in short, the answer is the Malaysian economy is expected to perform better than last year. So we could see a rebound here.
Can I just say the theme for today's show? Dissolve Parliament already. We've got the Breakfast Grill coming your way after the 8 o'clock news, so don't go anywhere. This is The Morning Run on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.